Democratic Senator from Minnesota and presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar discussed the Mueller report during a Rye, New Hampshire town hall.
We just found out that the report is completed. We have asked that it be made public. 420 members of the House of Representatives voted that it be public. But yet there is an attorney general in place right now who wrote a memo that really looked at an executive power that was much broader than anyone has ever interpreted it.
A cruise ship with engine problems sent a mayday call off Norway's western coast Saturday, and then began evacuating its 1,300 passengers and crew amid stormy seas and high winds in a high-risk helicopter rescue operation. The Norwegian newspaper VG said the Viking Sky cruise ship ran into propulsion problems as bad weather hit Norway's coastal regions. The San Antonio City Council narrowly voted to prevent Chick-fil-A from opening a restaurant at the city's airport this past week due to that company's alleged bias against LGBT rights. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
This past week, over 24 more recordings were added to a national registry. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
For the 17th year, the Library of Congress has picked out a wide-ranging set of recordings. Another 25 of them, most of them popular songs and albums, added this past week to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry. Among them, La Bamba, Jay-Z's album The Blueprint, and this, Soul Man. And also this one by Neil Diamond. Non-musical entries include Robert F. Kennedy's April 4th, 1968 speech given in response to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Barbara Streisand believes Michael Jackson was a child molester, but she also believes his victims got a bonus and the sexual attacks didn't kill them. That according to an interview by The Times in the UK. TMZ reports Streisand shared her thoughts about MJ and the two accusers featured in Leaving Neverland.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This past week, over 24 more recordings were added to a national registry. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
For the 17th year, the Library of Congress has picked out a wide-ranging set of recordings. Another 25 of them, most of them popular songs and albums, added this past week to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry. Among them, La Bamba, Jay-Z's album The Blueprint, and this, Soul Man. And also this one by Neil Diamond. Non-musical entries include Robert F. Kennedy's April 4th, 1968 speech given in response to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Barbara Streisand believes Michael Jackson was a child molester, but she also believes his victims got a bonus and the sexual attacks didn't kill them. That according to an interview by The Times in the UK. TMZ reports Streisand shared her thoughts about MJ and the two accusers featured in Leaving Neverland, Wade Robson and James Safechuck. Streisand seemed sympathetic to Jackson, saying his sexual needs were his sexual needs coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. She went on to dismiss the horror of child molestation, saying, you can say molested, but those children, as you heard them say in the documentary, were thrilled to be there. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them. Streisand went on to say she feels bad for everyone involved, but she blames the parents who would allow their children to sleep with him. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.